Tonight's shir simen kuf samech zayin seif zayin ches tesen yud seif zayin. Reuven shoyin noyt yodu vachila. Reuven washes his hands to eat. VeYaakov hayim avorech hamotzi. Where Yaakov is saying the bracha hamotzi, v'neskaven lehotzi hashomim. And Yaakov has in mind to be motzi whoever's listening to the bracha. Then after the Hamotzi Bracha, Reuven dries his hands and says, Alti Yisadayim. Lohave Hefsik. It's not considered an interruption. The Yoytze B'Birchus Yaakov, Reuven is Yoytze with Yaakov's Bracha. He doesn't have to make another Bracha Hamotzi. So he's being Yoytze in the Bracha of Motzi before he ever made the Alti Yisadayim. But it's okay. He's Yoytze. It's not considered the Hefsik. Mr. Brewer Siv Katan Memdal, the Hotzi Hashomim. Yaakov is saying this bracha hamotzi, and he's in mind to be motzi whoever listens. But Gam Hashomim Kivnu Latzeis Birchaso, and the ones listening have a mind to be yotzi with his bracha. Siv Katan Mem Heva Achakach Nige V'Chul, and then Reuven dries his hands and says, "Alti Yisadayim." Who Adin? Keshekol Hanatila Birchas Alti Yisadayim Hoya Achakach. The Mr. Brewer says the same halach is true. If Reuven didn't even wash his hands yet, if Reuven washes his hands and says the bracha al tizadayim after hearing the bracha hamotzi, gam ken yotze b'di'evit, he's also yotze b'di'evit. The kozel lo havei hefsek, it's not considered an interruption. Washing his hands, drying his hands, saying the bracha, it's not a hefsek. David tzorech seuda, it's all necessary for the meal of chanal, like we said before. V'lonokat loshen ze elohoyos lanu, the language is specific to teach us. That if Reuven said the bracha tisdaim at the same time that Yaakov was saying the bracha hamotzi lechem and arts, delo yotze, that he would not be yotze. When listening, he has to understand and hear what the mevarach says. He can't interrupt by saying other things. So they will say shmei koine. Listening as if he said the bracha himself, if he's taka listening. And the command simen kuf pe gimel sof sevav. Look later in simen kuf pe gimel. Obavonaseinu harabim, due to our many sins, habing nichsholim bezeh b'leil Shabbos kodesh. Many stumble on this Friday night. Kesha balabayis motzi b'neves b'kiddush. When the balabayis is being motzi the Pharaoh kiddush, and they're talking, and they're not hearing what he's saying while he's saying the kiddush. So after he hears the hamotzi, then Reuven dries his hands and he says the bracha tisadaim. The avagav the kaimlan shmei koine. Even though we hold by listening to the bracha, it's as if he said the hamotzi himself. Now we know the magen avraham paskins and kufnun ches. Tim koidim shibirch al tisadaim berach hamotzi. That if before he said the bracha tisadaim, he said the bracha hamotzi. He can't make the bracha al tisadayim anymore. Once he says the hamotzi, he can't say al tisadayim. And here, by listening to the hamotzi, it's as if he said it. Shani hachi, this is different. Toni gave yodav koydim berachas hamotzi. He didn't dry his hands before the bracha hamotzi. For nigma hamitzvah dies, so the mitzvah isn't done yet. Avon kvar ni gave gamkin, but if he already dried his hands, then in a chanami. He can't make the bracha al tisadayim anymore. He can't divide yotze birchas hamotzi since he was yotze hamotzi. So if the person washed his hands, dried his hands, and says hamotzi, there's no al tisadayim anymore. But if he hears the hamotzi and then dries his hands, he could still say al tisadayim. Or certainly if he washes his hands and dries his hands, he could still say al tisadayim. Se'if ches. Shochach ve'ochal. V'lobirch hamotzi. Someone forgot. He eats. He never said the bracha hamotzi. In this kibbutzach suda, if he realizes during the meal, mevarich, he should say the bracha then. But if he didn't remember till the meal is over, ain't a mevarich. He does not say the bracha anymore. Mr. Bruce of Kalim Zayin mevarich. If he realizes in the middle, he should say the bracha. Amashi yochal achakach for what he's going to eat. Would we say that since he ate until now without a bracha, he should keep eating without a bracha? No, so he should fix up what you messed up for the future at least. Sefkal memches, ainu mavarich, but if he's finished, he doesn't make a bracha. Shebirchas anen and hukasha birchas mitzvahs. The bracha on foods we eat is similar to bracha on a mitzvah. Shemavarach aleim ela oivel asiyasan. We only say the bracha before we do it, v'la'achachach not afterwards. And okay, he mitzvah sheyavshel varach ela oivel asiyasan, with the exception of some mitzvahs that you can't make the bracha first. If you laugh, I ain't shown like you wrote in Simen Kuf Ches. However, if there's an ability to eat a little more, it is better for him to say the bracha and eat a little more. And the reason for that is because the Ravid's Shita holds that even when the meal is over, he should still say the bracha on what he ate before. No pasnei the Ravid. But since the Shita's Ravid holds, you should make a bracha even if you're not eating any more for what you ate already. So we say the best thing is to see if you can make a bracha on something and eat a little bit more, and that way you use that shita. Se'if tes, im hu mesupok im berech hamotzi imlav. If he's not sure if he said the hamotzi bracha or not, ein echoizim avarach, he does not make the bracha again in a case of doubt. Mishtabur sif katan mem tes, ein echoizim avarach, he doesn't make the bracha, kashiyarcha od when he eats more. The berech hamotzi inu el midorbon. The requirement to say the bracha motzi is from the chacham. Usfekel kula. When in doubt, we go with the assumption that it's taken care of. When we tamze for this reason, afilam yirtza lahachmer levarach. Even if he wanted to be strict and make the bracha, gamkin ein rasha. He's actually not allowed to. Mishum bracha shein tzricha. It's an unnecessary bracha. However, if there's darim lefana b'mesibasa echad shavotz lechapas, if there's going to be someone where he's sitting that's about to eat bread. The proper thing is to have that person say the bracha motzi and have in mind to be motzi him, he shall have mind to be yotze, and then it takes care of the suffix. Sif yud. In b'makom birchas hamotzi, if instead of saying the bracha motzi, berach shahakol yivitvo, he said the bracha shahakol, o sha'amor, he said, b'rechachmona malkot mori dehai pita, if he said that nusach yotze, he would be yotze. Instead of the bracha motzi, he said something else. Hainu, after pasuk dava chashuv, even though bread is something important, afilu hachi mahani b'diavid and ber shahakol. Still, it would help b'diavid if he said shahakol. V'kol shken al kol davar, and certainly shahakol works on other things. K'tisa l'kamon b'simin reishvav sefalf, like we see later in simin reishvav. Sivka nun alf beir shahakol niyavidvaro. He said the bracha shahakol. Hane sha'ame, that means he said the full bracha. Bracha to Hashem, elokeinu melech olam, shahakol niyavidvaro. Or, after hisker techila klal, if he didn't mention the beginning, rakom he just said bracha achmona v'chulu, l'chul, just like that, yotzi would be yotze. Kivin sheyesh, shemu malchus, because that includes Hashem's name and malchus. Demilus rachmona, koib mokam Hashem, the word Rachmona is in place of Hashem's name. Shekein Hayukurnas of Babel, that's the language they use in Babel. Umilas Malka Humachos. And Malka is Malchus. Sifkodnu beis the high pita of this bread. Vim Amr, if he said Malka Mori the high, vlo hiskashem pasklal, he said the Melech, who's the master of this, and didn't mention the bread. Efshur de Yotze, perhaps he's Yotze. Kinyan Shapas Menach Safon, of course, the bread is right there. Vayim Berlocha, look in the Berlocha. Sifkata nun gimel yatsa b'di'evit. If he said these versions instead of the actual bracha of hamotzi, he would be yotze b'di'evit. Aval chatchila asa b'shtei. And the chatchila, you can't say either one of those. Da'afte brachos ne'mar b'chaloshen. Even though the halacha does allow us to say a bracha in any language, hainu heichad lo shina klal menusach habracha. That's if you don't alter the formula of the bracha. In these examples, he's changing the nusach that the Chacham instituted in Lashon HaKodesh. V'afilu hachi yatsa b'diavad, but b'diavad is yatsa, kiman shalkal ponim hiska shem ha-machas, because he does mention shem ha-machas. V'inyan ha-brach in the concept of the bracha. U'fimash ha-paskim ha-chav l'kama b'simen reish yudad, and according to what the Shulchan Aruch concludes in simen reish yudad, Mayri Khan, the Amma Malka the Alma Marvichulu. It would have to be that he actually said Malka the Alma. Va'aymesh Nichtov Shom Be'er Locha, look what we wrote over there in the Be'er Locha. Umash B'shas, and it's implied in the Gemara, Do Adinim Amma Baruch HaMoko Melech HaOlam Shebor Pazeh, that if he didn't say it in Aramaic, he said it in Lashon HaKodesh, Baruch HaMoko Melech HaOlam Shebor Pazeh, the Yotze he would be Yotze.